Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Thursday, my friends. It is so good to get to be alive today. Yes, look at all that is good and right in your life and take a moment just to say, hey, God, thank you. Thank you that I get to be alive today. Thank you that I'm waking up to a roof over my head. Thank you for the blessings of life. And now, my sisters, let's get it started. I have a great devotional to share with you today. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is God's Gifts for You. Did you know God has gifts for you, my sister, lined up for you? Do you want his gifts? Well, let's check out what he has for you. You've likely heard of the fruits of the Spirit, right? You've heard about the fruits of the Spirit before, the nine things that naturally come into our lives as a result of Jesus dwelling within us. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, we know those things. But today, I am going to present to you the fruits of the Spirit in a different way through the Message translation of the Bible. I love the Message translation. It's just a more modern wording for us to consider and apply. So check this out. You are going to love this. This is Galatians 5. Verses 22 and 23, it's the classic scripture of the fruits of the Spirit from the Message translation. Listen to every word. Oh, there's going to be some greatness in here for you. It says, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, and serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Now, I don't know about you, but I want all of that. Yes, please, God, I need every bit of what you are offering here in this scripture. How about you? It's like a buffet with all the best things in life. And God says, girl, whatever you want, it's all yours when you live my way. Let me highlight a few of the offerings on this magnificent all-you-can-eat buffet that God has offered to his girls when we live his way. First is an exuberance for life. Exuberance is being full of energy and excitement and cheerfulness. What is all of this energy and excitement over? Just life. Life on this Thursday in the middle of March. I'm sure you've met one of those people who is just so darn happy to be alive. You're like, man, this must be the best day of their life, and it's just an ordinary Thursday. And yet they're just so happy about life. I want to tell you, you can be one of those people. This is what God is offering you. Don't you want it? My sister, understand, this means God wants to make you a morning person. Impossible, you say? Well, nothing is impossible for our God. I've seen this happen in women's lives. Former absolute haters of the sunrise now wake up an hour earlier just to get more out of life and savor their new favorite part of the day. You can be excited about waking up every day. You can be full of energy and cheerfulness. Yes, this means you can naturally be in a good mood. A good mood can be your default. That can be your new normal, a good mood. An exuberance for life is yours when you what? What does the scripture say? When you live God's way. You get an exuberance for life. It's a gift He gives you. Another offering on the buffet of life set before you today is serenity. Sweet serenity. This means you can be calm. You can be filled with peace in a less than perfect situation. You don't have to flip the heck out over anything. You don't have to jump to worst case scenario. You don't have to play out the 10 possible negative scenarios in your head to prepare for what could happen. That's driving you crazy, isn't it? No. Instead, you can be completely calm. You can control your emotions and not be agitated or irritated or stressed out. Anxiety and depression are replaced by a reassuring sense of calm. Serenity is yours when you what? When you live God's way. This scripture also says that we develop a willingness to stick with things. Well, holy shamole, did you hear that, girls? God is offering you willpower. He is offering you the ability to finish what you start. Who needs to grab a hold of that and run with it? Who will take a double helping of willpower today? How different would your world be this year if you could stick with things? Finally, stick with it. Imagine the goals that you could accomplish if you were a gal who naturally had a willingness to stick with things. Goal weight? Check. Debt free? Check. Beautifully clean house? Check. Are you getting excited yet, sister? A willingness to stick with things is yours when you what? When you live God's way, then you have a willingness to stick with things. And finally, I want to highlight one last gift God offers in this scripture. We find ourselves not needing to force our way in life. That's what it says. You don't have to force your way in life anymore. How many of us feel exhausted because we have to fight our way through every day? It's a battle just to survive, a battle just to get along. And the only way you can move ahead is this all-out fight. And quite honestly, you are tired from the fight. And sometimes you ask, why can't anything just be easy for you? It's a struggle to get up. It's a struggle to stay married. It's a struggle to parent your kids. It's a struggle to get to work on time. And dang, if we're not just struggling our way through life and tired from the fight. And here, God is saying, I have this gift for you. You don't have to force your way in life anymore. And this way is yours when you what? When you live God's way. Well, goodness gracious, raise your hand if you need some of this. exuberance for life, serenity, willingness to stick with things, no longer having to force our way in life. Did you know all your life this scripture has been waiting for you in your Bible? An offer for you. And it's available today. You don't have to force God's hand in giving you that serenity. You don't have to twist his arm to give you a willingness to stick with things. He's not greedy with the gift of exuberance for life. And here's how I know. This verse says he brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Think about that. Why this comparison? That's why it's called the fruits of the Spirit. He brings gifts into our lives much the same way fruit appears in an orchard. Well, let me tell you something. Fruit appears in an orchard naturally. Fruit isn't forced. It is the result of a fruit tree doing what a fruit tree is supposed to do. It's really that simple. It produces fruit. So what this scripture is saying is when we live God's way, when we are following the promptings of his Holy Spirit that lives within us, good qualities will come naturally to us. We don't have to fake our way through life. It will simply be the result of living God's way. So I suppose the big question is, are you living God's way? What does that mean to you? Today, I invite you to just let this question stay in the forefront of your mind. Let it be a prayer on your lips. God, will you show me how to live your way? Now remember, we can't be stuck in the next, in the 5-year plan, in the 10-year plan, and trying to create a plan and control the plan, because God's Spirit prompts us in the moment. He is a perfect guide in the moment. So God is trying to show you how to live in the moment. And the Bible promises, if you seek, you will find. So will you seek how he wants you to live in the moment? What is God's way of living for you? This could be the most important thing you ever seek. How do you live God's way? What is his way for you individually? Would you be willing to pray about that today? Because here's the thing. When you start living God's way, which is moment by moment, responding to his promptings, when you start doing that, then you start producing these fruits in your life, an exuberance for life and serenity and a willingness to stick with things. Oh my goodness. And not needing to force our way in life. It's natural. Naturally in a good mood. What? This is what God is offering us. And we don't have to convince him to give it to us. It comes naturally like fruit in an orchard. When girls are living God's ways, responding to the promptings of his Holy Spirit in every moment of our lives, it comes naturally. Woo, this is how we start living different, girls, right here. May I pray with you today? Come on, join me right now. Let's pray. Hey, God, good morning. It's your girls here that you have given another day of life, and we're just coming back around to say thank you. Thank you so much for waking us up today. Thank you for all that is good and all that is right and all the details that you are working in. God, we recognize how you are intimately involved in every detail of our lives, and we can trust you. We thank you for that. God, we are seeking you today, and we are seeking your way of living. How would you have us to show up for life today? I bet it's not in a bad mood, now is it? You wouldn't want us to show up in a bad mood. You wouldn't want us to show up just dreading life and irritated and stressed. You wouldn't want that for us. So God, how would you want us to show up for life today? What is your way of living? We are seeking you in this. God, I pray that you would just prompt us every moment of today, and that as we respond to your promptings and live your way, we start recognizing these gifts that you have offered us, an exuberance for life and this serenity and this willingness to stick with things and no longer having to force our way through lives. Oh God, thank you so much for your gifts. We want it all. We want all of those gifts. So God, we're seeking you to show us how to live your way. Thank you for everyone you've brought to hear this today. Thank you for the way you're speaking and the way that you're moving. I'm just so grateful for the way that only you can do that. I pray for each family represented listening here today. God, I'm grateful that you know exactly where they're at and what they're going through. And I pray for their families. I pray that you would protect these families. I pray that you would provide for them and guide them and direct them in the way in which they should go today. Thank you for this day of life. We love you. We're so grateful. In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, I am just so honored that you would choose to invite me into your morning routine, into this day of life. I mean, seriously, I don't take that lightly. That is a big deal. And I am so grateful. So whether you have been listening every day for 10 years or today is day one, thank you so much. Can we do it again tomorrow? I would love that. I would love to see what God has for us. Everybody, I hope that you have a beautiful Thursday. Let's meet again on Friday. I love you wildly. Goodbye, my friends.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.